all of my life. I have sought to win, to rest, to enter into rest that God has promised. Promise that all ever may enter, but then I read of Israel's failure to enter in. And then I worry and I tremble with fear, I fear that I and others will fail to listen, and we will fail to receive the good news, because we didn't ever trust in God's message that we, like Israel, will fail to obtain the faith. I know that I shouldn't, but I do compare myself with Israel and their failure to believe. Then I must admit that I don't see any difference in how I lack the faith like them and fail to enter in. And then I worry and I tremble with fear. I fear that I and others will fail to listen, and we will fail receive of the good news, because we didn't ever trust in God's message that we, like Israel, will fail to obtain. For only those who believe in Him can enter into His place of rest. The Scripture says that He has been waiting for someone to enter in.
Though
God had ever been waiting for them. Finally, he just said, they shall never enter my rest. Yet the promise remains, and some will always get in. For only those who believe him can ever enter into his place of rest. The scripture says that he has been waiting for someone to enter in. But we all know that he has set another time. That time which is for coming in is today. If hearing your God call, don't harden your heart. Don't disobey like Israel and fail to enter his rest. Don't think that rest is in a land called Canaan. Rest is in a person whose name is Christ Jesus. So there is a complete rest waiting for God's people. Let us all endeavor to enter that rest that our God has provided. Let us endeavor to enter that rest that God has provided.